I am back in studio. Welcome back to WGN Radio. I'm Scott Catoon. We have come to our final segment, but as always, we want to hear from you. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, DM me at Catoon, and if we have any time during the segment here, we'd love to take some phone calls. We are going to talk about a subject matter here that is it's kind of like the biggest problem that I see right now driving around every single day, and I'm sure that Jim Ramirez, who's my friend from Glen Ellen as well, hometown guy, we've announced your happy birthday about six times on the show. We might as well say it one more time officially. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You are the founder of Text Ninja. Anyone who has been behind the wheel of somebody who is texting and driving, it is one of the most infuriating things. I am certainly guilty of it. I know my girlfriend, who's sitting about 25 feet on the other side of this wall, is guilty of it, but there's just nothing quite like watching someone with their head down and there's cars buzzing by. And there's no question why you tried to fix this problem, but how did Text Ninja come to be sort of your mission? How did this stopping texting and driving become such an important part for you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us.
Of course.
I actually originally was looking for a problem that was big enough to motivate me for a long time so I could keep my head down and solve something. But I teamed up with a high school teacher, Ted, and we were like floating on a canoe one day, and he said, you know, my students are crashing their cars because they can't get off their phone. And I think you've noticed this, like, now people in school need to be told about 9/11 and all this other stuff. They weren't around. I'm like, man, are we old? It's my birthday,
yeah,
too, right? And I started to realize
you just got older.
So now smartphones, like we grew up without smartphones. Yeah. We had flip phones. We had text.
We had the brick, the Nokia, man.
And you remember the T9 auto texting things, all that stuff. So it's hard to put our minds into the minds of the young people that are now starting to drive. A phone is really, it's an extension of your mind. So they've grown up with this ability to access information whenever they want it. So it's an extension of your brain. And trying to tell someone to just turn that off is, it's like telling someone, don't think of apples.
Yeah.
And then you just thought of apples, right?
I was thinking of Apple computer.
There you
so
go.
That's how weird I am.
Well, I could have been saying Apple computers. So
You didn't specify. No, you make a good point. And we talked about this a little bit more in depth in the podcast. But, you know, the main thing about this is that there's a stimulus, right? There's a stimulation that comes from it that's like drugs in my mind. We're like, you know, I just got to know. I got to know what they said. I got to know. It's on Facebook. I got to know. There's an alert. I saw it. It buzzed. It shook. I saw my phone bounce. I need to know what they said. And that's, I think it's worse than the texting. I mean, for me, when I violate the text and drive rules, it normally is when I'm going to Google Maps or something quickly to type something in, which is not, doesn't forgive it, but it makes more sense. I'm not in a huge hurry, probably because we were raised in a way where it's like, you know, I think of things and I look it up. That's what gets me. I don't care that I got a buzz notification. That doesn't do anything for me. But the people who are raised with that constantly, that like on the car, they have to look down every time. And then, of course, that's when they slam into the back of your car.
Yeah. It's actually FOMO. It's the fear of missing out. It's a quantifiable reward that it's a mental reward. So by knowing that something else happened and you got that information, your mind goes, aha, see, I knew something else was going on and I got it. So you're literally rewarded the same way you are when you get a piece of candy for doing something good.
Well, full disclosure, I have extreme FOMO. Just now with my phone, like I'm constantly wondering, like, what was yesterday? Like, what did you guys? Did they say anything about me? Like, what's going on? No. So I mean, I get that, but I think what we fail to recognize is I don't know. You hear so much about accidents caused by texting and driving, and you hear people relate texting and driving to drinking and driving. Texting and driving, not to say that drinking and driving is not terrible, but texting and driving is actually worse because your attention is just totally gone. I mean, your brain is, it's like your brain's wiped off like 8 seconds when you look down.
Yeah.
So I just feel like even though we hear a lot about it, we don't hear a lot about solutions. And I know that, you know, Apple just came out with a thing that they're trying to basically, you can turn it on your phone to where you don't get it, but that's an action. Now I got to turn that on my phone. What do you think is going to happen when I want to text and drive? Turn that off.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing their best to make it an automated feature. You know, Apple, when they put something out, they've put their time.
Oh, no, they do a great job.
But the problem is the people that need that the most are not going to use it.
Correct.
And the real issue is when you have a habit loop established, so you're seeking that information, you want to know what's going on, and you get rewarded when you find out. You don't just turn that habit off by having a tool available. You have to replace, first you turn the stimulus off, that ding, and Apple's trying to do that with that tool. That's what any basic solution should do. But then in order to actually curb behavior, you need something that replaces that reward you get from the information. And so that was the thing we saw very early when we researched it, was we need to have a rewards platform that can actually attract people off their current reward and switch them onto something else.
So walk me through how Text Ninja actually works now. Like, what's the, what, you know, obviously, and I think it's brilliant what you're doing with that, because we were just talking to people before about how cell phones are essentially designed as a reward platform. It's nothing but like, it's like a crack addiction. So you've tapped into what makes cell phone usage so popular and use that as a solution, which is what I think is the, going to be the big difference, because the opt-in thing is you can opt out. That's the problem. So talk to us, walk us through what it's like to use Text Ninja.
So, I mean, really, we made it into a community type of solution. So it's not that sweet to do something just by yourself.
Yep.
So we turned it in. There's this whole concept of gameful design, you know, and even now people have badge fatigue. I just heard that word the other day. I was like, it's so true.
Oh, my God. You're totally right. It's just another word that I'm going to have to learn how to hashtag. I got badge fatigue, bro.
So, yeah, exactly. And it's not about the police. We turned it in a way that how do we make giving up something that you love to do so much? How do we turn that into something that's more engaging and fun? Because if you're not going to continue to do it, it's going to be hard to actually break that habit. So you get in your car and you drive with Text Ninja on. You score based on how many miles you drove, and you get bonus if you did get messages that were silenced. And then after each drive, you get a reward, but those are kind of random stuff. But you're really working towards a team that you're on that has sponsors. So it could be if you're at a company.
It's like Nike Fuel.
Exactly.
You get rewards for running and staying on pace all the time and not breaking that track record.
Yeah, the thing we're really focused on right now is with fleets, we're the step counter. So you see employee benefits programs. They want to have healthier people.
Sure.
So you get 10,000 steps. It's the same thing. A fleet manager is looking to, what's this guy's risk profile, even when he goes home at night?
And incentivize him not to do that. I mean, texting is, okay, I was going to answer this text. Well, if I'm going to get a free trip to Hawaii at the end of the year, maybe I don't answer that text.
Yeah, exactly. So you incorporate unique rewards, not so much like, oh, you get a dollar if you go, whatever. That's not that. We found that the people actually really bite on to things that are really unique. So if you know, it's kind of in our nature to be more aware of things that are standing out than things that are just fitting in. We don't really pay attention to it.
No, and you know, it's funny, and we don't have time to get into this conversation as much as I would like to, but partially it could be because of the difference in age gap. You remember the Don't Do Drugs campaigns and stuff. The scare tactics and the guilt for working for Don't Drink and Drive and Don't Do Drugs seem to work for the most part. I mean, obviously, it's not gone and never be gone, but like, it seems to be good enough. You can say, like, you know what, don't drink and drive, because you could take someone's life, and you can, that's a guilt that you will carry for the rest of your life, and you can really, like, man, what an irresponsible decision that was, because there's no excuse in the world, right? I'm under the influence. My decision-making skills are not there. Texting and driving is one of those things where I can try to guilt you, but it's not going to work, because you can always, as a human being, you'll always find a way to rationalize. You can't rationalize drinking and driving.
Right.
But you can rationalize, I stopped, I looked around, looked both ways, there's no one around me, and I pulled out my phone because, you know, it could have been an emergency. You can always find a way to make an excuse to check your phone.
Yeah.
And except for that 8 seconds that you weren't paying attention when you just rear-ended somebody.
And that's why we're trying to build it into a new social norm. It's like wearing your seatbelt. That took years to become.
I still don't
wear
my seatbelt, though. I got.
Well, you're an exception.
I'm an idiot.
You're driving that Technori car, right?
You do. I got
you
the Technori
BMW to make sure you wear your seatbelt.
You weren't supposed to. No, I drive it with my seatbelt all the time. I never text and drive. And if I do either of those two things, it's certainly not on my BMW Technori. That's for sure.
I love calling you out.
Everybody loves calling me out. You see me driving around Glen Ellen with the windows down, seatbelt gone, phone in my hand. Hey, Jim. Yeah. Oh my goodness, Jim. This has been great. Where do people go to learn more about Text Ninja?
You can go to textninja.com. We got everything on there, our social media, Twitter, Text Ninja app. Follow us on there for the latest rewards. And our Facebook is Text Ninja.
Very cool. Jim, thank you so much for coming in today.
No, thank you. Thank you, Scott.
No, this was awesome. As always, guys, I want to make sure that everyone check out technori.com. Check out the podcast. This past week, we spent a lot of time with the Israeli consulate. We had a bunch of startup companies come in. You can learn a whole bunch about Startup Nation and what they're building there. They are partnering with Chicago and a whole bunch of stuff. So please check out technori.com. You can stream this episode as well as every other episode we've ever done and more at WGNRadio.com. Download the Technori podcast on iTunes. And to learn more about Chicago Tech, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.